tuned to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. It's time for the Tim Collins Show, and we have filling in for Tim Collins today, wow, a whole bunch of great ladies. We have Carrie Gore, Stephanie Becken, Amy Schaefer, all from Community Ed filling in for Mr. Collins today. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, this is probably in the 16 years the most cheery group we've ever had filling in for Tim. Tim and most likely probably the last group.
Yeah, we were just thinking about that. This is kind of a special day because we get to be probably one of the last special guests for the Tim Collins Show.
Yeah, that's sad for me anyway.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Well, ladies, let's start in. Again, thank you very much for filling in. And what's going on at Community Ed? Because that's a busy place, and it's a fun place.
Yeah, we have so much going on. And actually, Stephanie Becken on with us today is the Community Ed brand new Adult and Youth Enrichment and Youth Development Coordinator. So we're very excited to have her on her first ever radio show today talking about special moments. And she's got so much going on already. We're so excited to have her. So, Stephanie, why don't you share what's going on?
Thanks, Carrie. I love being at Community Ed. So I think this is my 18th day here so far.
Woo! 18!
I know, it's pretty wild. But lots of things going on. We've got Turkey Bingo coming up November 22nd. And that's going to be huge. We're already at, if you go online to register, which we love people to do, it's at capacity. Wow, so what do we do about that? Carrie and I are looking at
building on extra spaces. So when we have over 200 people ready to come play Turkey Bingo and take their chances at winning some pretty amazing prizes from our sponsors this year.
Why don't we talk about some of those? First of all, what is Turkey Bingo and what are some of the prizes they can win?
Well, it's been going on for many years, Turkey Bingo, and it's a community favorite, but it is just, it's a free event, which is absolutely amazing, and it's for all ages, so we really see a lot of families coming in together, you know, moms, dads, kids, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, we see it all, and throughout the night, we play games, and the very special games, of course, are the ones where you actually win a turkey, and a lot of people are excited about it because it's just right before Thanksgiving. But we also have a lot of other great prizes that have been sponsored for the night, including some amazing apparel from Super Bowl. We've got some stuffed animals for the kids. You name it, we've got a big variety of prizes for the night.
And when does that take place, Carrie?
This is on November 22nd here at Tilden from 6 to 8 p.m.
Is it ever come to a point where maybe somebody can't make it and you look for an extra person or family?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll keep the list going here, so don't be afraid to call in and get in on the list for the night, and we'll be in touch as well.
All righty. Okay, next event going on.
So letters from Santa are coming up. So this is kind of a special way that Community Ed and the Youth Impact Council over at the high school get to play a special part in Christmas for families if they would like. So it's up on our website, a lot of the details, but Community Ed gets to play a little elf role in there where we can facilitate a little bit of mail from Santa.
That's pretty neat that you can do that, you folks are special anyway, but you can do some very special things, right?
Yeah, exactly, and we want to use our powers for good. So we'd love for families to be checking out our website to find out more details about that, because those do need to come in before December 4th, so that way we can work our, timeline. It's important even for elves and Santa.
We got to grab him early. Yeah, so he's quite busy towards the end of the month, so we try to, get our time with him and get those letters all ready.
That's right. So those are the two big events coming up before the end of the year. But it's been cold as all get out already, so our office has been very busy with the walk path, the walk program that goes on at the high school. So we've had people stopping in and getting their indoor badges. They cost about $15, and for that, they'll get their walk badge. There's tons of times when the high school track is open for folks to walk and just feel good and warm, as they are being healthy, which is wonderful. So you can stop by Tilden and it gets you in our building, which is wonderful, and it's right across from the senior center.
Now,
so you can also do a little shopping if you would like. Yeah.
Now, that $15, is that $15 a month, or how does that work?
The season that will take you through June.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that a great deal?
I think that's the best deal to keep fit around in the whole gosh darn upper Midwest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it, you know, there's a lot of community too, so we see a lot of people walking together. They have their walking buddies, so come on in with your walking buddy and get your walking pass for the year.
Yeah, get your goals set for, you know, everyone has new goals for the new year. Good time to pick it up and get started in January after the holidays.
And that gives them access then to the walk around at the high school there. How long? Like 6 in the morning till 6 at night? Or how? What are the hours on that?
Ooh, that is a great question. So it starts at 6:30 in the morning. So it's very early. And most days it is open until 10 o'clock. That's not all days. And we try to keep people informed of that. All that information is on our website. It's in our catalog, just to keep people informed, because there are days when it does have to shut down at 2:30. The high school is a busy place.
Saturdays it goes 8:30 to 2:30.
And Sunday they're just totally shut down. But for those people that have time during the day, they can come in and get their Raptor scan, which is our background check. So once they've got that, they have access to that even during the daytime hours while the kids are in school. If people are working during the day, they can use their patch after the school day as well. So we try to make it really friendly for everyone. If someone has little kids, they just have to make sure they're holding their hands, keeping them close while they're walking. And joggers certainly can do that. We've got space for joggers in there just to make it a thing for our whole community.
Wow. And then...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Is there an age limit on that? She said if you bring your kids, do they have to pay $15 too? Or is there an age limit, like, say, under 6 might be free? Or
kids in the district are free. So at the high school level, you know, back in the day, there was a charge for high schoolers. Decided that's not something we're going to do. So kids do not have a charge, but they absolutely need to be with a parent and need to be within arm's reach, just for safety's sake. There's a lot of people, a lot of hips there that need to, you know, stay intact. So,
Stephanie, if you are a senior center member, there's a reduced rate. It's $7.50 instead of $15. So it's an added benefit for our senior center members.
Okay, great. Great. Some other things going on with at Community Ed?
I'm just going to tune in a little bit more on the senior center. If you are a member, there's an annual Thanksgiving luncheon that is on Thursday, November 21st. There is a small fee for the event, and you need to call and register, but that's an amazing event each year. It's kind of right before the turkey bingo. And then also on Monday, December 16th, there's an annual holiday party. And all those details too can be found on our website on the senior section.
And I'll just say that Thanksgiving luncheon, I mean, Tilden smells absolutely amazing. And it's all the traditional fixings of a Thanksgiving meal. So we got the turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, pie, you name it. So it is a fantastic event. And we do all the cleanup. So what's better than that?
Wow. And all the smells are free, right?
Yep, those come along with it. So...
those are the extras at no charge, so.
That's right. Those are the benefits. You know, we're talking a lot about the cold because obviously that's kind of what we're experiencing right now. And if you look back at last year, we had quite a few cold school days. We had snow days. It was kind of like a record-breaking year for those. And so one of the new things that Community Ed is doing this year with our kids' campus school-age care programs at the elementary schools is a cold closure day. So we know it's really tough on parents when schools close and you're kind of scrambling trying to find childcare and all of that. So if the school day is closed because it's too cold, then we will provide programming through kids' campus for full-day programming. So we're really excited to be able to offer that to current kids' campus families. And I just want to remind everyone that the deadline to sign up for that is coming up rather quickly. And so make sure that you check online on the Kids Campus website to get more information about full-day programming for cold closure days.
That's really neat. I didn't know you folks did that.
Well, it's our first year doing it, and it was really a need that was identified last year, and so we want to take that on and make sure that we can fulfill that for families.
Okay, great.
Another thing we're working on here is our next early childhood catalog, so our offerings through early childhood family education and preschool, and we wanted to give listeners a little peek into what they'll be seeing. Our catalog will come out about mid-December here, so be watching your mailboxes, but we'll have our early childhood family education classes. And we got a lot of great ones coming up, and the registration date for that will be January 6th. Also in the catalog will be our first chance for families to see registration options for preschool for, now I got to think about this, this will be 2021 school year. That sounds like very futuristic, but that's what's happening. So we will have two full-day options for preschool next year. So we're really excited to add that additional classroom. So we know a lot of families are looking for that full-day option for their youngsters, and this is the preschool programming with the wraparound care surrounding that. So look for that. Registration for preschool families starts on February 24th, and it is a whirlwind, so make sure you call in ahead of time as soon as you can. Don't wait on that one.
Okay.
And then for all of the early childhood providers in our community, we love working with you, and we work very well with all of our center-based child cares, home daycare providers, parochial. And this year, there's a team representative from each of those areas working together to provide an early child care provider conference. It's a Hastings-only conference. It's going to take place on February 22nd. And we're hoping that our providers can get all of their CEU, their training requirements fulfilled while attending this conference. It's brand new, and we're very excited to partner with other providers to make this happen.
Well, you folks are busy, aren't you?
Well, we're always thinking of something new, but really it's what inspires us is the community telling us what needs we have in our community, and we work, you know, here at Community Ed to help fulfill those, but we're also looking at our partners, and we know we do better together. So these partnerships, like I just talked about, wow, they're very powerful in our community, and we're very lucky to be part of the Hastings community here at Community Ed.
Okay. Other things going on?
If there are any families with new babies, I just want to remind them that our early childhood department does home visits for free, and we bring along a gift and all sorts of resources, and our early childhood license provider will come in and do a home visit and make sure that we can help you out in any ways, especially with connecting you with resources in our community. So if you're interested in a home visit, you got a new baby at home, please call our office and we can get you scheduled.
Wow, did not know that existed. You have a lot of really neat services. How can people find out about them?
Well, all of our information is included on our website, which is hastingscommunityed.com. Otherwise, just give our main line a call, and we can get you directed to the person you need to contact, and that's 651-480-7672.
All righty. Other things going on at Community Ed?
Well, we are coming into the season. Like, we keep talking about the cold. It's cold in our offices, too. We all wear sweaters here. It's pretty fun. We have sweater comparison days. But so as we're thinking about, you know, what do we do when it gets cold in Minnesota? It can be really easy just to hole up and stay in our little areas. But we're ready at Community Ed for the cold. So we've got stained glass classes coming up to make a mosaic. That's coming up. We also have fancy cookies. We can warm you up with some, you know, winter layers of cookies like krumkaka, pizzelle, sandbackles, all of that's coming up. We have a whole day of make and take for Christmas cookies. So this class is so much fun. You come from 9 to noon and you leave with 10 dozen cookies right before the Christmas season gets a little bit wild. Norwegian lesson making is coming up. So we've got lots of opportunities through classes to just keep your home warm you up, and, I don't know, add some pounds. So that way you can go walking.
It only costs $15 a season.
That's right. For the walking, boom. We're going to get you taken care of on that end. And just a really good thing to think about is families are considering it's a gift-giving season coming up, and it's exciting to do that all year long. But thinking about experiences maybe over toys, so which is fun with community ed because you can give really amazing experiences in arts, in crafts, in sports, and lots of different things. So there are community ed gift certificates that you can give, and then they can use those to sign up for classes later. This might be especially nice for those families that have multiple kids. This might be a great grandparent gift, so sort of giving mom and dad a break, giving them an awesome, fun morning of doing arts and crafts at one of our Kid Create classes coming up. So just something to think about. It might be, or even for those grown-ups in your life, to have a cooking night while someone babysits. That's a fun thing to do as well. So all of that coming up in our new catalog for more winter events will be coming out right at the end of the year. So hopefully it hits the mailboxes while winter break is going on, so can dream together on what you would like to do in the winter and spring season.
Okay. Those are, when do those come out? Is it like quarterly or bi-yearly?
3 times a year.
Okay, so tri-yearly.
Yep, that's right.
So perfect.
And yeah, those are always neat, always colorful, lots and lots of information. And you talk about it's a community center, so is there any age limit on the community, on people that can join or come in and join on the events?
Well, we really try to design our classes around age groups. So we offer classes specifically for youth and adults. But there are some in there that parents and children can take classes together. And we try to be really clear on what those opportunities are in our catalog that we send out 3 times a year. So you can take a look at classes that you're interested in, and it will tell you which age range they're for.
Okay, great. Other things going on at Hastings Community, Ed, and I want to thank you again, ladies. We have on the phone today, filling in for Mr. Collins, Carrie Gore, Stephanie Becken, and Amy Schaefer, all sitting in there, filling us in, bringing us up to date on the goings-on at Community Ed.
Yeah, so one of the very exciting things that we have happening with our Adult Basic Ed program, our ABE, is a grant opportunity that we have for Pathways to Prosperity. And this is a very exciting grant because it is for those people in our community that are looking to maybe take on a new career or advance in their career in some way. We are looking at 2 different areas for that. We have office technology. And this is a partnership or a collaboration between Century College and the Washington County Workforce Center and our Great Rivers Adult Education Consortium, which is part of our Hastings Public Schools. And what this does is it provides a teacher to work with you before you take your classes at Century College to get you prepared and college ready. And they'll work with you on career readiness, including resume writing, interview skills, personal branding, and networking. And then what happens is that you actually take the classes at Century College, and that teacher that was with you for that preparatory work goes along with you to college. So you have that support person there. And that person comes early to class and stays late after class if you need any extra support. And then to kind of wrap it up in a 3-step approach, they help you in finding work and applying that new certificate for computer skills and technology. So it's a really great opportunity for anybody out there. There are a few targeted populations. We're looking for people that are 26 plus weeks unemployed, persons of colors, persons with a disability, limited English proficiency, and at or below 200% poverty level. So this opportunity, if you can check any of those boxes, is for you. So please call our office if this is something that you're interested in.
Wow. Do these programs have charges, Carrie?
Nope, it's free.
Wow.
Yeah, so please let us know if this is something you're interested in. It's a great opportunity.
Okay, and how can they get a hold of you?
Call our office here at Community Ed, and we'll connect you to our ABE program. Again, the number here is 651-480-7670.
And how can they find your website? What is that?
Our website here at Community Ed is www.hastingscommunityed.com.
Okay, great, great. Well, we do have just a couple minutes left here.
All right. I would also like to tell people a little bit about our facilities. We have great facilities in Hastings Public Schools. And one of the things that maybe some listeners don't know about is that many of our spaces here throughout all of our schools are available for rental, whether they're for community events, speakers, sports, you name it. We have the opportunity here to rent those when they're not being used by our public schools. And so we have all of the information about facilities policies and how you go about renting them and any associated costs. Those are also posted on our Hastings Community Ed website under facilities.
Wow. You know, I heard that you can do that, but I didn't know that it was, how a person goes about doing that. But that's very interesting. Now, can they rent it by, is it like the day or the event? What if somebody wanted to say, hey, have a safety event or something where they had vendors and stuff like that? Are those kind of things also done where it might be, say, a Friday and a Saturday, or say a Saturday or a Sunday?
Yes, actually, we do those sorts of things all the time, so we can help anybody out with those types of events. We do have a very inclusive chart of costs and times, but we really work hard to keep our space affordable to our community. And so one of the ways that we do that is that when you sign up for a space, we have a four-hour block of time. So you pay one fee for 4 hours, which really keeps the cost down for that. So I think people will be surprised to see how affordable it can be.
Great. Well, Carrie, Stephanie, Amy, I want to let you know that we are going to be joined. We have Augie on the other line. We have Zach sitting here in the studio. And at this point, we are going to be talking about sports. So, Zach, say hi.
Good morning.
And we also have Augie on the line. Are you there, Augie?
I is.
Wow. And we have a whole group of ladies with us today filling in for Tim.
That's what I heard. We should have did the show live from a hot tub, don't you think?
I don't think any of us brought swimsuits today. No, underprepared.
Well, ladies, you get to all decide together. You're going to be doing a pick for Tim for our games that are coming up. Here's where the current standings are. Zach is 29-9. Tim is next at 27-11. So no pressure there, Carrie, Stephanie, and Amy. And then Augie and I are tied for last at 25-13. So that's where we're, you gained one on me this week already, Augie, or last week, Augie.
Yeah, I know. I picked the wrong game. I should have never picked the Giants game for the extra game. I should have picked the Patriots because I was going to take Baltimore, dang it.
Say, Augie, I hate
hoping to pick up three games.
I hate to have to say this to you because normally it isn't a problem, but if you could just talk up a little bit, your levels are a little bit low. The ladies are on a on a conference on a conference call, so it is a little the levels are a little low with them. So if you could just talk up a little, we'll be able to hear you. Not that that's really important, but
right. Well, I have my phone on as loud as it goes. Do you want me to yell? I'm not at work, so I'm all right.
Okay. All righty. Well, here's the pick order. It's Zach, Community Ed, I'm going to call it, Augie, and then myself. Since you and I are the same Augie, I've chosen to be the last pick this week. Let's start out with the Gophers versus Penn State. Boy, this is going to be a tough one this weekend. You're up, Zach.
Penn State by 20.
Whoa. Whoa. Oof-da. Okay, ladies. Ladies, you are up. Carrie, Stephanie, and Amy.
I have to go with my Gophers, as I said before. They're by three, I'll say.
By three. It's going to be tight and an amazing game. We're excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun, no matter what the outcome, you bet. Augie.
You know what? Penn State is number four in the country now. And Zach, one time I was down in Iowa watching Penn State versus Iowa, and they were ranked. Penn State was number one in the country. However, they were no longer number one after they went on the road in a cold environment against Iowa. Iowa kicked a game-winning field goal to beat them. That was the first time I ever went to a college game where the kids actually rushed the field. It was really cool. That's what's going to happen on Saturday. Minnesota, like the girls said, they're going to win by, the Gophers win by a field goal.
Wow.
Woo!
Yeah. Whoa. Boy, we're going to be separated this week. I'm going to go with Penn State. I just, it's...
They're going to be rolling that boat right back into where they came from.
All righty.
Their water's already frozen, Zach. There's no way to boil it anymore.
Badgers versus Iowa. Zachary.
Badgers.
Badgers. Carrie, Stephanie, and Amy, you're up.
Iowa. We'll go Iowa.
Yep, they're going to do great.
Okay. Augie?
This is a tough game, but you know how the Minnesota never plays good. The Vikings never play good in Chicago. The Chicago never plays good in Green Bay. Well, Minnesota doesn't really play well in Iowa, Iowa never plays well in Wisconsin. So I'm going to have to go with the Badgers at home. I know they're on a losing streak, but Iowa never seems to play well at Wisconsin. So I'm going to go with the Badgers.
And I'm also going with the Badgers. Vikings at Dallas. Zachary.
I am going with Dallas.
Carrie, Stephanie, and Amy, you're up.
Oh, that's a tough one. I think
we've talked about it extensively. it's been something we've gone back and forth on. It's hard to agree with three people, so we're going to go with, it was two versus one on it, so we're gonna go with Vikings this time. We feel really good about it now.
I like that. That's a new one after 16 years. The Vikings this time. There we go. We'll have to remember that one. Augie, you're up.
The Vikings have played actually very well in Dallas in the past, too. And I think Amari Cooper is listed as questionable from what I saw. I was at the game, girls, last week at the Kansas City game, so it was extremely disappointing to come home with a loss.
Oh, yeah. It was tough to watch, too.
But as good as Kansas City is, you know, they didn't have their best player, they're still better than Dallas. And Minnesota is still better than Dallas. Dallas, they had a good game against the Giants, but the Giants are a terrible team. The Vikings on a quick turf with Dalvin Cook, the Vikes win. And then that's not being a homer. I think the Vikes win, and they win by a touchdown.
Okay.
Right, that was my argument, too, so thank you.
With that, I'm going with Dallas. We'll move on real quick before Augie says anything. Green Bay versus Carolina. Zachary.
Green Bay.
Stephanie, Amy, and Carrie, you're up.
So again, we were going back and forth on this one. I don't know. We could just at Community Ed, we could talk about football for hours, but we don't because we're doing Community Ed stuff. So we're looking at probably Carolina. We feel like Carolina. It's warmer there.
Okay, Augie.
It's in Green Bay.
Oh, man, I was looking at the last time they played.
Well, you can still change.
Oh, thank you. We're going to go with Green Bay. We're going with Green Bay. You're right. Thanks, Augie.
Okay, Augie. Yep.
Yeah, because it's not warm in Green Bay. But yeah, I saw some stat where Green Bay has actually lost quite a few home games recently when it's been cold out. And I think Carolina was one of the last teams that beat them. Now that Cam Newton's not playing, I think Carolina's a better team. And the Packers are banged up. Their receiving core is still banged up. I think they got a good enough defense, Carolina, to slow down the Packers. And I'm going with the upset. I am going with the Carolina Panthers.
All righty. Well, folks, good luck, and we'll know next week at this time who did what and how they did it. We have about 11 minutes, folks. It's open forum. Let's do it.
Well, Dan, I didn't hear your pick.
Oh, well, who do you think I went with?
I think you went with Carolina.
Yeah, you are wrong. You are wrong. Green Bay. Green Bay.
Hey, I was listening to Fox News this morning, and Terry Bradshaw was on. And I just wanted to let Zach know he picked four games. They had him pick four games in the studio, and the one game was the Packers and Carolina. And he said the exact same thing. He said he's picking Carolina with the upset over the Packers. He thinks that San Diego game was a message of really what the Packers are really all about. So now that they played a team on the road that was actually – any good at all, and you saw last night how good San Diego was against Oakland on the road. So Packers are a decent team, way overrated team.
And the Vikings aren't.
Yeah, Augie, did you hear what Zach's response was?
And the Vikings aren't.
And the Vikings aren't.
I think you know what, that game against Kansas City was actually really very good game. I mean, there was too many mistakes made in it, you know.
You can say the same thing for Green Bay. They played like crap. So did the Vikings. You play like crap, you're going to lose.
But the Packers weren't.
Augie, you don't have any argument.
Say, Augie, tell us about, you know, we were watching the game there, and there was a couple of blackout moments. What were you doing?
That's what I was trying to find out what I was doing. That was me blacking out. You know, I'll tell you what, that is a one heck of a place to watch a game. And just like the Vikings fans travel pretty much almost as well as the Packer fans do. Because the Packer, you know what was really weird, Zach? The Packers were down there the week before, and they said there was not one dead animal left on the side of the street on the highways on the way down. So
that's because they knew you. That's why they knew you were coming. You'd take them all.
Let me get the bell here, ladies. Every once in a while, we have to remind Augie that this is a family show.
You know, we were trying to figure out what you were doing during the game. Now we know.
What was really funny is there was a jail across the street from our hotel too, and they and when the Packer fans were there was a no vacancy sign on it.
Did you go see how many relatives you had there?
Yeah, they're in prisons.
Oh my gosh! Oh, so but it was a lot of fun. How many hour drive is that from here?
We stayed in Des Moines one day to break it up, but it's about 6.5 hours, and a bunch of us we stopped at that casino, you know, because that
Diamond Joe's. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a big advertiser. They're a big advertiser on our Albert Lee station.
Yeah, I hit a couple parlays, so I made out for the weekend. But spend enough money down there, it doesn't matter. But what's really amazing is you know how the Chiefs do the that thing. Like the Indian thing, you know? We were yelling while they were doing that. We were all going, skull. we were interrupting them.
And the Kansas City fans were going, what the heck are these guys doing?
Well, you know what's crazy? If you go downtown, and I'm sure any Packer fans that went to the game, if any Packer fans are listening, they'll know, you own that downtown area. I mean, it was, when we were in the, there's like a big, mall area, they had a stage, and you know, it's kind of like it's the bars, restaurants, all kinds of things going on in there. And this whole area, and I'll bet you 90% of the people in there were Vikings fans on that Saturday, especially that Saturday afternoon. And the majority of the people that were in the restaurants and bars and restaurants were Vikings fans. And I said, well, it makes sense, because when you went to the game, you know, 65, I'd say 65% of the fans were Chiefs fans and 35 Vikings, which was a lot for a visiting team. But I said, think about it, Susie. Would you be going to a tavern if you were going to the game? No, you'd leave from your house. Because I was like, man alive, we're going to be 50% Viking fans in the game. But once you got to the game, you realize, well, yeah, not everybody's out like Minnesota fans. But it was an unbelievable showing of Minnesota fans down there. It was just crazy.
Now,
was fun.
Did Susie go with you? I thought it was just the guys.
No, Susie did not go with me. I never bring her with seven guys. Are you kidding me?
Well, well, you're talking to her so, like she's there.
Talking to Susie like she's there? No. What do you mean?
Well, when you said that you were telling Susie blah, 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 I didn't know if it...
I was telling Susie when I came home because she watched the game and she said it seemed like there was a lot of Viking fans there. And, you know, they said it's the loudest outdoor stadium in the whole NFL. They had up to 142 decibels at one time. And really, I don't know, Zach, I don't know if you've ever been there, but it was almost like a rock concert with a famous rock concert where nobody sat down. I mean, we were in the lower end zone, and they didn't sit down the whole game, not for other than, you know, intermission times.
I have not been there, but I heard from a few people that it almost has, like, the same kind of feel as Lambeau Field.
Absolutely, it does. The difference is when you walk out of Lambeau Field, there's a lot of bars and restaurants around it,
yep,
too. You know, where Kansas City is. I mean, the parking lots. You have to picture this, Dan. You've got Arrowhead Stadium, which is the football stadium, right? And then you have Royal Stadium, the baseball stadium. They're all in the same parking lot, both venues.
Oh, really? Wow. Really?
So that's how massive that parking lot is.
But think about that. Yeah. What a great idea.
Oh yeah, it's an older, you know, it's way older. It's about not as old as Lambeau, but Lambeau's been renovated since then. I was there in 1990 in Kansas City, and then when my kid was 16, which was 23 years ago, I was down there with him. So I've been there twice. But it's an excellent tailgate place. It's just like Lambeau that way. They're both two of the best tailgate places in the whole NFL by far.
Now, Carrie, Stephanie, or Amy, have any of you been to Lambeau Field?
No, I have not.
No. I've driven by it.
Okay.
Yeah, when I would spend time up in Green Bay, it was always fun to talk to the people who were so into the Packers. It's a different kind of world to be that excited about your team, and it's a fun feel for sure.
Yeah, you are right. If you've ever been there, I've had the pleasure of being in there, and man, just to think of all the history there, and it's just the atmosphere. I don't think you can find it anywhere else.
And the best part is you literally don't have to like football or like either team that's playing just to go there and experience, be part of history.
Right. And that's kind of like what Kansas City's like, Augie?
Yeah, well, no, there's a lot more to do in Kansas City than Green Bay. Do you ever see a tourist book of Green Bay? It's only when the Packers are in season. It's the Green Bay Packers bowling and darts.
Well, now, is Kansas City's obviously, how much larger is Kansas City than Green Bay?
I'm not sure. I don't know the population, but it's a big city.
Yeah, it's
a
lot.
As a matter of fact, while we were down there, Kansas State was playing Kansas, and there was a lot of people down there getting ready to go to that game on Saturday morning, so that was pretty cool, too. So the college atmosphere, not just the Vikings-Chiefs game atmosphere going on down there. It was a college atmosphere with Kansas State playing Kansas. So that was very cool, too. And I thought the girls were going to say, yeah, the only times we ever went to Green Bay is to use the bathroom. So,
You get the bell. You get the bell on that one, Augie. Jays.
All right.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes.
No, I went to the greatest, girls, I went to the greatest, my very first time at Lambeau Field, I went to the greatest Packer-Viking game ever when Brett Favre was played quarterback against them the very first time. It was unbelievable atmosphere. So it was. They moved the game. Nash, go ahead.
I was just going to say, how was that?
There was, you could cut the atmosphere with a knife. It was so... I was waiting to see how they would react when Brett Favre came out on the field. Of course, when the Vikings came out, he was the last guy out. And there was one of the Vikings players that were looking at the all the Packer fans and like waving his hands up in the air, like get up, here he comes, you know. So it was really cool. It was some people booed, but the majority of them didn't do anything. Just kind of sat there stunned, saying, "I can't believe he's in purple," you know.
Wow.
But it was
That is a historic one.
It was an unbelievable time, and to be fair, Zach, we did go next year when we lost to him too, when Favre was there. So,
okay.
So my record is 1-1-1.
There we go.
There you go. I should have told you, Carrie and Stephanie and Amy, that Zach was born in Wisconsin, so that's why he's a diehard Packer Badger fan. So.
Oh, that explains it. It happened. It's all right.
And Augie was born on the border, and of course he's on whatever bandwagon is coming through town.
I was actually born in Pittsburgh, so I have more Super Bowls than Zach does.
That's right. That's right. But I should. Whoa.
So.
That's right. I stand to be corrected. He was born in Pittsburgh.
I mean, you got to fall back on something if you're a Vikings fan.
My favorite team is the Vikings, the Steelers, and any team that plays the Packers. So,
and anybody that plays the Packers. With that, we got to get going. I want to thank you, Carrie Gore and Stephanie Becken, Amy Schaefer from Community Ed. Thank you, Zachary. And Augie, thank you. I'm just glad that, I have to ask you one question before we go, though. Are you allowed back in Kansas City ever again?
Well, I got an illegal license now, you know. I mean, I had to change looks and wear a wig just to get out across the border, so.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody, have a great weekend. Thank you for filling in for Tim. It's been fun.
You too. Thanks.
Yep, right, bye-bye.
Guys. See you, girls. Bye.
Bye.